way back on Sunday, March the 5th, we read the story of Jesus being led into the wilderness after his baptism by John in the River Jordan. In that story, Jesus is young in adulthood, in experience, and in untested spiritual power. Jesus fasts for 40 days, as some of us have done, each in our own way, throughout this Lenten season. He abides in the parched Judean desert, a topography that I never fully appreciated until I visited it a year ago. There is no water. There is no shade. There is no shelter from the scorching heat. And thus weakened, the devil appears to test Jesus' mettle. Jesus must be near delirious when the devil glides up to his ear and questions, "If you really are the Son of God." And Satan follows his snide and mocking phrase with sweet suggestions about how God's favored one might ease his own suffering and rally the good things of God to his aid. Three times the devil speaks. And each time Satan begins, "If you really are the Son of God." And if we read this story rightly, we pause nervously each time, praying that this untested Jesus has the strength to endure temptation. Fast forward 3 years in Jesus' life and a liturgical season in our own, and today we have celebrated Jesus as the one who comes in the name of the Lord with an elaborate palm procession, only to have our adulation turn into venom as we just heard this glorious choir sing the Passion Gospel. And I must ask, did you experience deja vu? Because you see, the words with which we mocked Jesus on the cross just a moment ago are identical in the biblical text. Word for word. To the words of the devil in the wilderness way back on March 5th. We said this morning, just as he said then, "If you really are the Son of God, come down." Just as the devil tempted Jesus three times in the desert, three times today Jesus is mocked as he hangs in weakness on that cross by the bandits on either side of him. See, even the others being crucified see themselves as being in a position to mock Jesus. By the temple leaders, and by that same crowd of people who earlier laid palms at his feet. In other words, by us. If you really are the Son of God, all three groups sneer, quoting the devil, "Come down from that cross." Frederick Bruner says, quote, "It is an insatiable rage indeed that will not be satisfied with death, but will mock even the dying. It is an insatiable rage indeed, which will not be satisfied with death, but will mock even the dying." One thing I've learned in my encounters as a priest is that insatiable rage is usually a smokescreen for fear. You see, fear belies weakness. No one wants to appear weak. So rage is kindled to make the fearful appear strong. The crowd rages at Jesus. It mocks a dying man. And this leads me to wonder, what are those people so afraid of? What are we so afraid of? Well, I think that our fear is the same as the devil's. And it is revealed in the snide words of our mockery. If you really are the Son of God, what if He is? That's what we're afraid of. What if Jesus is who the Gospels claim Him to be? What if He's not merely a wonder worker or a healer or a wise rabbi that we nail to that cross, but the Son of God? What if He refuses to come down from that cross, not because He can't, but because He chooses not to call down upon that people gathered round the legion of angels waiting in the wings for His command? It is a terrifying prospect. Because if it is true, it means that God is not who we would prefer God to be. At this point in the story, for those who have followed Jesus around Judea and are feeling boondoggled by today's turn of events, the God these people prefer would leap off of that cross, borne aloft on the wings of angels, harness our rage and serve as the symbol of our strength, and lash out against any who would dare to stand against Him. But Jesus doesn't, and He won't, and that frightens us. We fear rightly, that if Jesus really is the Son of God hanging limply on that crossbeam of wood, then it means we have to rethink who God is and who we're called to be. It turns out that the lessons that Jesus learned way back in the desert took deeper root in Him than we realized. By resisting the devil's threefold temptation, Jesus gathered His wisdom and His strength and His understanding of who He is and what He must do. In the wilderness, it took greater power to resist the devil than to perform the miracles the devil requested. And it is just so now. Though it would require great power for Jesus to come down from that cross and wail on His enemies, it takes far greater power not to do so. Brunner says of the cross, quote, "The greatest miracle Jesus ever did was the one He did not do. It's the miracle that demonstrates that God will not raise God's hand in violence, even against violence. God will not let the venom of the mob infect Him. The Son of God will demonstrate to the extreme what it means to love. He will meet ignorance with love. He will meet rage with love. He will meet hatred with love. But how far must such love go, we tremble? And our answer is the cross. Jesus spent his entire ministry teaching those who would follow him that we too must take up the cross. The disciples always hoped that the cross they'd bear could be turned upside down into the shape of a sword and become an instrument of worldly power. One doesn't have to go too far in today's world still to find Christians who harbor that hope. But the cross will not be inverted. We cannot wield it to coerce or force our way. We can only bear it as Jesus did. And pray that we can bear it as far as Jesus did. We now enter the week of the Passion, when we will be tested along the way, when we'll be asked on Maundy Thursday to love one another as Jesus loved us, when we'll be asked on Good Friday to love in Jesus' stead while he lies in the tomb, and on Easter we'll see the full power of love when it finally dispels fear and it breaks the very bonds of death. See, on Easter, there'll no longer be any question. There will be no if. The Son of God will return to us restored. Outside the empty tomb, we will know him for who he is. And we will be redeemed. Amen.